this is December 31st session.
I was just thinking, reading something about Egypt, and they talk about the Middle Kingdom in the history of Egypt, dynasties, I think.
Yes, yes.
Are you referring to Egyptian historiography when we talk about the outer, the inner, and the Middle Kingdom?
No, they copied it from us.
Okay. And they being the pharaohs, the ones that got a reasonable degree of ascension?
Yes. It's the period of reunification, Bob.
Okay. I see. And they knew what that actually referred to. So they applied it to geophysical empire dynamics, and it was a correct definition of what they were applying.
Yeah, it's the 11th and toward the end of the 11th and toward the middle of the 12th dynasty.
I see. Okay, good.
So that's 1785 if you do time.
Okay, so...
But then that's where you start finding out about the kingdoms. Hold on, you're in a good spot there. Now you got the new kingdom, and you got the old kingdom, and you got the new kingdom. And that's how you start bumping into it. Now you got to bring Chinese. There you go. They say it's from 2000 to 1785 BC. But then that's because that also would include the 18 provinces of China. And two of the mountain.
What did you say? Two of the mountain? What's that mean?
Yeah. Two of those 18 colonies in China were the mountain.
And is the mountain parallel from during the fall to the Moab civilization? They weren't so fallen?
They weren't so fallen, but Menhotep the second is probably where you're going to bump into the best of it.
Okay.
We'll spell it for you so you don't slay it. Menhotep the second.
Okay, so who was it? The Samaria was a pretty...
Ancient Samaritan Hebrewites, yes.
Yeah, they were pretty close to... They're like the first notch of fallen. And the Moab...
Yeah, that's right. And see, because this is the whole business of Babylon. That's what the business of Babylon was and was for.
Was Babylon the further fallen or equal to one notch below?
Well, now see, this is where Marshall McLuhan would have a big speech and roll along, talk about how Menippean satire came into play and how it really wasn't though, and then the phatic came into the non-phatic, and the emphatic came to dephatic, and the phatic became fophatic, and then fophatic. But you stop all that, and you go, wait a second, this is where we are, this is what we're talking about now, where does it apply? Stop. Just tell me right here where it applies. That's where you do this, trying to get every word. And you soften that a little bit because you're actually communicating now, so it's not such a challenge. Now you can go beyond that and look from the other side, and you'd say, well, if we ask you this same question, you'd say, well, if you look at it from the perspective of from the fallen man of where they fell to or where they're coming from, their position would be very clearly less than where it was before.
Yes.
If we ask you that. Now, we're not saying that. We're saying it's the other way. We're saying that that level, that's the fulcrum of where fallenness begins.
Awesome.
That middle point in that kingdom is where it ends. And between the 11th to the 14th dynasties, that's when they had the new kingdom and the old kingdom. And you can look all this shit up. It's all that good. You know everything anyway.
Yeah.
But you can figure that out, and it gives you, it'll line up to what few little words we're saying here.
Okay, so that little bit about history, Egypt, Moab, China, the mountain, important stuff if you've been listening to Iron for a long time. Now we'll move to another fragment, 3722, and we'll bring it up. This will be a different topic, I think. Another 7-8 seconds. Okay.
So we did Samaria, we did the Moab.
We did San Martin.
Does he go back, the family go back that far?
Oh, first, certainly.
Okay, so then that means the two Jesuses, St. Germain and Ezekiel, Enoch, the whole gang of them, they're buddies of the St. Martin castle house.
We would say yes. We would say yes.
Well, that's interesting because they say, now LaRouche would say that the royal family in England is the repository, the accepted oligarchic banking for all the old houses that collapsed over the last 100 or 2 years. The royal family is the last guy standing, and they represent that historical form of wealth gathering, and that's why they're so significant for all the monarchies.
Not the Chateau Beauregard.
Okay.
Show Chateau de Beauregard in the Loire Valley. Get that one too. That's all you need to know.
Right, but I just wanted to say that the historical function of the royal family today in London, that is I don't think they're equal. They could be, but let's just say they're less than the role of the Martin family. For all those that are actually live forever, don't die, their bone marrow is the Saint Martin home, wherever that is. Correct?
Saint Martin, yes.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, they're the real royalty. Now, some of the Queen's family, they know of that, and they might be invited occasionally. Correct?
Well, see, you've hit the Loire Valley, and that's where a lot of this starts bumping into things.
Oh.
So it's a connecting point.
Yeah, I think I recall that one of the Jesuses, I think, lives in the Loire Valley, or something like Alsace-Lorraine or something.
Yeah, Chantant to Son of Aimant.
That's the name of one of the Jesuses?
Well, no, that was a reference to the Il est né le divin enfant.
Is that a person or a place or an address?
It's referring to the French-laced Jesus position.
Ah, and is that where the Merovingian mythology comes from?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
That's a bit, that's a, even a bit glib even for you, Bob, but yeah. You
well,
know, one thing,
the,
normally you won't embrace even that ridiculousness, but it's okay.
Right. But about something in the French history of the period before Charlemagne, they romanticize. It's called the Merovingians. Dan Brown does that in the Holy Blood, Holy Grail literature. So they would be reflecting the Loire Valley actuality. The Merovingians is a shadow of that.
Don't get away with the Chateau de Beauregard in the Loire Valley.
Okay. So, all right, so we've got...
That's so exciting. You're getting so good at this, Bob.
Yes. Let's see. What is... how were the Hawaiians, frequency-wise, in relation to the Moabs and the Samaritan Hebrewites? Were they... comparable, or they were on their own world, not even here, or were they closer to the unfallen state?
They were closer.
Right. And did anybody know about the islands before Captain Cook, the Hawaiian Islands?
Yes. Everybody
a lot
did.
Of the, beg your pardon?
Everybody did.
The Chinese, everybody who traveled through the Pacific knew about it. Because you look there, map-wise, there's this little dot in this huge ocean. How could anybody find them? But people weren't finding them through visuality. It was through magnetic frequencies.
Right.
Yeah, you didn't even have to know about Hawaiians. And if you were destined or had the right, the correct or the appropriate frequency, you would find them. So they weren't isolated, is your point.
Right.
So did the Hawaiian Islands develop a kind of frequency that is magical to people today, and that's why we're here to do the Iandam work, or is just another place and we don't want to make it too special?
It won't be that way.
Well, was it that way? Was it special?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I'm going over to our notes here. going to another topic. Let's see. All right, we're looking at our notes that Carol and I were going through the rewrite sessions. And I have to figure out. So we're talking about, Ian says, you don't have to do a thing because your inner kingdom has moved you with compassion into this complexity. Question, are you saying that the inner kingdom is not your friend because of the complexity that results? That was a question for you. Did you follow that, Ian? Do you want me to do that again?
Ask it. Well, no, we don't want to answer it wrongly. You should re-ask your question.
Yeah. It says here, Ion. Ion says, you don't have to do a thing because your inner kingdom has moved you with compassion into this complexity.
Yeah.
And we come up with this question. Are you saying that the inner kingdom is not your friend, to quote, because of the complexity that results?
Now, okay. Is the message the medium?
Is the message the medium? The message is not the medium, but the medium is the message.
That's exactly right. You see how you flip that back? That's the same way here. We can't discount that the veracity of that kingdom of where you are applies, but we can ask if that fits your category or the categorical reference point that you're speaking to, then yes. So you get both answers. You get both answers. If it's where you come from, then the answer is no. If it's where you came to, then likely.
All right. Next point. And this is quoting Ion. Looking at the markers that you left for you to remind you that you individually, one, separate yourself from your power, and two, have the ability to reconnect with yourself because you left a trail of breadcrumbs from the Ark of the Covenant, from Noah's Ark forward, back up to now. That's a statement you made. Question, are the two arcs, Noah's Ark and the Ark of the Covenant, the same beginning point?
Yes.
Ah. Was New York City, as it is today, there at that beginning point of the arcs?
Yes.
Right. Because everything's always been. So if you always remember that, then you don't make these questions about who, what, when, where, why, because they're always here. So what are beginning points? Are they frequency jumps on a spiral? You know, humans make the Big Bang happened, and they forget that there was no beginning. But what is this effort of the mind to make a beginning point?
Well, there really wasn't. It was not like that. It wasn't set like that.
Okay, we stop there, and maybe we do one more. So that was December 31st. 2015, and we'll bring up what? January 1st, 2016, yesterday. I was talking, I had the good luck, the good fortune to talk to Ian on first day of the rest of our lives. Let's see what this topic is.
I've been thinking about the last few weeks that when Ian talks to an Ionette and discusses things that are going to happen in their life, in their being, in their eternity, it includes the development when they will be in charge of their own hologram. Technically, that will be offered by default by science, where the kid can grow up in a hologram and have everything be about themselves. They can be William Shakespeare. Have you heard of those kind of ideas?
But you say Lyndon LaRouche says that's already happening.
I don't know if LaRouche says that, but just before we, but I just want you, I don't know about that, but I'm saying that I've created, Ion, and when he includes statements to people, to Ionettes about their lives, and you're saying to me that I'm in charge of this, that's because I've made a hologram. And my future self, I live in a hologram where everything happens under my control.
Well, no, we don't like your words, but we would say you have projectile holographic capacity. What that means is that you can skew something that's very obviously sighted. if you don't see it, it's not seen, basically. And that's how you get by with a whole lot of the shit you get away with, which we're very surprised that you get away with it. But that's how you do it, because it's just not there. And no one can argue with it, because it's just not there. So, c'est la guerre.
That's interesting. So, I was thinking that I decided to be Moses, or then Ophanel, Hobab.
Hobab.
And Santa Claus.
Ophanel, Hobab. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hobab. That's because I've made, I'm including a future condition where I control my whole hologram and I make all of history be about me. Is that what I've created here in this ionic?
Well, we would love to say yes, empirically that's the case. But if we say that, then you're going to take it to chance and to see about it. And when you see about it, you're going to change it. So we're going to say, oh, empirically, no, please continue the program as you have it going so far.
Right.
And then you'll say, oh, hell no, I'm not having that, blah, 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 blah. And then you go back and then all you've done is you've perfectly fixed the thing, Bob. All you've done is you have perfectly fixed the thing. That's all that's happened here.
And the thing, what is the thing?
Your challenged positions. You are now no longer challenged. It was the thing that had to be before you could go forward.
Right, because I was just talking to Roxy about McLuhan's use of the word thing and thingness for his spiritual revelation, and Zappa using thingfish. So we were just talking about thing.
Well, revolution. Zappa was a revolution, not a revelation.
Right. So the thing, are you saying thing because of my discussion recently with Roxy about thingness?
Yes. Of course.
Okay. Now, what?
Okay. So that was that, and we'll. Set. I gotta turn that sound off. Okay, one more item here, and then we'll talk to Count. Another short one. Isn't that interesting? That whole idea of the hologram. That when Ian addresses you, he's including that part of your fake future where you're living in a hologram where everything is programmed by you. And I guess the situation happens by default. Science will give it to you at some point. So we had a few thoughts there from Ian about that. Okay, so we think right here, 2946, I think we're okay. Here goes.
So, King Francis I, who built Chambord, he built 11 castles in the Loire Valley. You agree with that? Is he the main guy?
No. That's not true. He built 12.
That includes Chambord.
Yes.
Yeah, and the 12th has not been found. Okay.
Correct.
So are these the castles that are very important, like Saint-Martin and Chateau de Beauregard in the Loire Valley? Are they part of
Okay. Stop. That's too many words. Too many words. Slow down. The answer to your question is there are parts in each of those, just like in your diagram, that apply to this mechanical position that you're trying to put together.
You mean they deposit, like an Easter egg hunt, they deposit different aspects of the crumbs of what they were, the bigger vision, in different castles?
We're not going to go much further than this, okay? Because you got some more figuring out to do.
Did Saint-Martin build their own castles, or they were included with the King Francis network?
Well, you can't tell the difference.
Okay.
But,
right.
Yeah, they're connected.
All right.
Okay.
Right. Okay. And that's about as far as you'll talk about it now. Right? Unless I come up with something. Let's see.
Well, you're going to have to tell. Okay. Now, wait. Now, we'll help you. We're not against you, Bob, as you well know, even though you fight us tooth and nail most of the time.
So that's the end of that sequence. Okay, here's the next short segment.
Yesterday, I was trying to remember where one of the Jesus lived, and I went Alsace-Lorraine. And you said Loire Valley. I looked up, and Alsace-Lorraine is nowhere near Loire Valley. So the first or second Jesus, whichever one was, he's more in the Loire Valley than Alsace-Lorraine, correct? Forget about Alsace-Lorraine.
It doesn't really work that way. That's the rub. You overlay these things, and then
my memory's accurate. You did say Alsace-Lorraine or something like that years ago.
Sure. It is. But if you we're saying if you overlap them, they're identical.
Right.
That's the end of that fragment. Move it forward.
Okay. Stop. Oh, yeah. Look at the movie show Mad Men. Remember that Mad Men?
Yeah. I know the women are suppressed there. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Look how they portray history. Look how they say it was. Look how they portray it. That's what they're trying to convince you that it was. Well, it was nowhere even close to that, per se, other than just the juxtaposed position of that's the way folks liked it. They liked having a television set on a rolling cart that they rolled into the dining room, and they could watch I Love Lucy on the TV while they were eating their dinner and, you know, consuming mass quantities and that stuff. That's how they laid it out and tried to convince you that it was. That's not how it is or was, but that's how they laid it out. So what you're saying right now, 1,000 years ago, 1,000,000 years ago, day before tomorrow, same thing.
Yeah.
It's how they lay it out to say this is what was or going to be. That's the point.
But Peggy's generation thought that was happening, but they were told that they were suppressed or something.
Well, she had to be, because otherwise what would she ever overcome?
She was trying
to overcome, and she couldn't overcome because she couldn't figure out why she would already. Even when she won, she couldn't win. See?
Right. Okay, so then...
There was never enough money. There was never enough family. There was never enough scope. There was never enough position. There was never enough. Because ever what it was, there was someone else who did more, had more, could do more, could control more, could push more, could handle more. And the Moors always take it for her.
Right. So we were saying Mad Men presented it. Is Mad Men partly influenced by feminist baby boomer or Generation X producers who want people, young women, to believe that's the way it was in 1965? Is that the cause of the show being presented with women being in the less than position? Is that modern women producers doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Ellen DeGeneres and Oprah Winfrey meme.
We really don't embrace that, but we'll take it. We acquiesce. We don't like it, but we acquiesce.
Okay, that's the end of that fragment. Another one here.
You say, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Okay, so...
The rabbinical order. A papa justify.
Well, the secret marriage supper of the Lamb is interacting with Ion, what we, Carol and I, have evoked here in JW. That's the esoteric supper of the Lamb. Would you agree?
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay, there's that one.
It says here, Ion says, that ring that's protecting the outer angle that's closest to the intercross is the rings, arms and rings of chromosome 14. So we're talking about the angel diagram.
Yes.
And then
yes,
we ask,
we are.
Are the first five rings of the angel diagram chromosome 14?
Yes.
Okay, with the outer angle at ring 5. And you had just said...
Correct. Well, Well, remember now, you got that when you put that in movement, you're setting all those marks as this is the end all,
right.
be all. But when your people are putting those into eight flows of motion, those motions are going to change some of your perceptions of what you're calling inside ring three and outside ring five and up
yes.
the valence. And it's going to change that. So don't get all fucked up when you get into it and you go, oh, Christ, I've just figured this all out. Now it's all changed. It's all upside down, bro. Don't blow your brains out, Bob. It's going to be all right. You're just going to have to know that your positions, as you juxtapose your own place, those are the things that are going to shift a bit. The words are still the same. But
right, and what you're saying, this wisdom you're saying, I don't think any wisdom oracle in any religion has ever said what you're saying.
No, of course not.
Right.
That's why this time is real. That's why this time you're going to see it. That's why this time
right.
it's different than other times when you're going to quit playing church and you're going to start be church, subgenius or otherwise.
Right. So the... and this is what Joyce was trying to show in Phineas Wake.
Yeah, and Katie Lang. And Katie okay. Lang.
K.D. Lang, the singer from Canada?
Yeah. Yeah.
K.D. Lang, okay.
Okay, one more excerpt.
Now, re-listening to Sasha, and this is part of what you've just been talking about, is chromosome 14, the cross in the center of the angel diagram, is that part of ring 1, or it's looping ring 1 and ring 14?
Looping ring 1 and 14. If you ever open the lotus flower, that'll be very obvious.
Right. So the first thing in ring 1, I think, is the four winds. They are in ring 1,
yeah.
not ring 2. Correct?
Well, that's what it blows to. Yeah, that's what it blows to.
Right. It blows to chromosome 14, you mean? Or it blows to the winds blowing?
No, the winds blow to chromosome 14.
Right. And
or left,
so it's
depending
it's
on where
blowing
you are.
Through the diagram. When the winds start to blow, it's blowing through the whole diagram, all 14 rings.
It's just like when you open up, everything in your house and the gale starts blowing through, it blows through your house. Same
right,
way.
Right.